Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, continued rain showers through the afternoon are possible, a high near 53 degrees. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch are likely. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 33, and on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. And in the news for today, radio broadcasting from National Public Radio this morning reveals a major story made available to the public from Politico. A draft opinion circulated among Supreme Court justices suggests that earlier this year, a majority of them had thrown support behind overturning the 1973 case Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion nationwide, according to that report, which was published on Monday in Politico. It's unclear if the draft represents the court's final word on the matter, NPR reported. The news outlet published what was labeled as a first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks, a case known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. The Supreme Court has yet to issue a ruling in the case and opinions, and even justices' votes have been known to change during the drafting process. The court is expected to rule on the case before its term is up in late June or early July, again, that according to NPR coverage. During Donald Trump's four-year presidency, he nominated three conservative justices, all of whom conveyed that Roe v. Wade was open for a challenge in court. Overturning the landmark decision has been the galvanizing factor of the conservative Republican base. In Wisconsin, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, a 172-year-old state law makes providing an abortion a felony, and that could go back into effect. Under that law, criminalizing abortion, doctors and healthcare professionals assisting someone in obtaining an abortion would be guilty of committing a felony. The law has no exception for rape, incest, or the health of the woman. Current state restrictions on abortion, all of which are enforceable under Roe v. Wade, include a ban on abortions after 20 weeks, a 24-hour waiting period, and an ultrasound prior to the procedure. WisPolitics reports that Wisconsin politicians reacted swiftly to Politico's report about the court's draft. Governor Tony Evers tweeted last night the court was positioning itself to overturn Roe v. Wade, quoting, "When I ran in 2018, I promised to protect reproductive rights and abortion access. I made that promise and I intend to keep it. I will always fight for reproductive health care in our state," end quote. Several of his GOP rivals heralded the report. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish tweeted, quote, "It's about time." And Kevin Nicholson, who is also running for governor, quoted, "I pray this is true," end quote. Planned Parenthood Wisconsin on their website prominently states, quote, "Our doors are open. If abortion is banned in Wisconsin, we will continue to help patients find and access safe and legal abortion care." While waiting for confirmation that the Politico release is valid, the Nearly Noon News will continue to provide coverage of this breaking story. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.